Officially, it's known as Act 28. Its supporters call it the Earned Release Program, its critics, the Early Release Program. References to it are crossed out repeatedly and replaced with other language in Governor Walker's budget. To date, only 480 prisoners have benefited from it, and it's too soon to tell whether or not they'll commit new crimes. But Department of Corrections spokesman Tony Strebler downplays the significance of repealing the act. He says it will reduce the number of prisoners eligible for sentence reductions.
Act 28 expanded that criteria to say you don't necessarily have to have a AODA treatment need. You could have a rehabilitation need. So I expanded the criteria. The governor's budget bill brings it back to its original format. It goes back to a person who is a drug and alcohol treatment program.
The governor's rationale for eliminating the program is that releasing too many inmates before their time is a threat to public safety. But Democratic State Representative Joe Parisi says the Earned Release Program was based on solid national research indicating it was working in other states.
You look at the research, you look at the evidence regarding what works in criminal justice, and then look at the direction we're going in Wisconsin, and we're pretty much doing the opposite of what everyone else knows works in order to reduce crime and reduce recidivism and save tax dollars.
Parisi says eliminating the program now almost guarantees the state will have to spend another $1 billion on building new prisons. He says supporters of repealing Earned Release are in the majority, so it's unlikely efforts to save the program will succeed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.